Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
A woman who only ate potato chip sandwiches for 23 years. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to go ahead and talk about a film that terrified me so much as a child. I don't even think I've seen the entire thing, but they are coming back with more after 37 years. Okay, don't let this information get wet, and certainly don't feed it after midnight. How's that for a hint? And then we're going to go ahead and dig into a couple more of the world's most deadliest places on earth. We're definitely gonna be adding more places to actively avoid for the rest of our lives, for sure. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. What it is, P, silly listeners, it's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. This is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. Now, this is the podcast where I can seek the silly in any topic that I bring to the table, whether it's weird, random, creepy, and oh, so much more. We have a good time here. It is definitely hard to get bored. All right, so the strangest thing happened. First of all, we did unfortunately have a death in the family. That's not the strangest thing. It is a sad thing, but the strangest thing happens because of this. So on my mother's side, my uncle passed away. And it sucks. My father was close to him. So my dad, he goes to the funeral with the family. And I couldn't go because he died. I think it was the day before New Year's, I believe it was. And then the funeral was literally like 3 days later, it felt like. I could not get off of work in time, unfortunately, and I couldn't go. So dad, he goes to the funeral with my cousin Marcus, and they drive over there to Tennessee to go to the funeral. And after the funeral, you know, when the family gets together, when they dance and they eat and they talk and they drink, during this time frame, my dad decided to give me a call, which I thought was him checking up on me, letting me know that everything is okay. But nope, my dad is trying to set me up with a woman that he met at the funeral. He called me after the funeral and they were like doing the, I guess, reception. I forget what it's called, the wake. And he gives me a call and he's telling me, oh, I met this nice young lady and blah, blah, blah. And she lives in Atlanta and I think she lives in the city. And yeah, it's really loud. I can barely hear him. But then I hear him clearly say, I'm going to pass the phone to her. And I'm like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. He passed the phone to this woman. And she's laughing and embarrassed, doesn't really know what to say. I don't really know what to say. So we're just like, I guess talking about what's going on there. And she was like, well, your dad told me that, you know, that you're into this and your dad told me this about you. And then my dad's in the background. Yeah. Also, she's a part of the LGBT, you know, he's trying to remember the name, the letters, which is adorable. And so this woman, she seems like a nice person. I have not met her in person just yet, but I just thought that it was hilarious that my father was trying to set me up at my uncle's funeral. Over the phone, mind you. So he made us exchange phone numbers and Instagram pages and all that stuff. And we've been chatting. I haven't met this woman yet, have no idea what's going on, but she seems like a lot of fun. And I look forward to getting to know her. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. I don't know. But I really don't know what the takeaway is of this other than my dad is probably so concerned that I'm going to die alone. A funeral reminded him that his only child is still single. Yeah, that wording isn't great. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is the best way to do that. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can comment directly below each of the episodes that you're listening to. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen and my non-binary friends, a new Have You Heard About? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about? Gremlins 3 is on its way. If you're an 80s baby or an 80s kid or even a 90s kid, you remember the movie Gremlins. There was Gremlins 1, Gremlins 2. That shit terrified me as a child. I couldn't even play with Furbies because of them. I honestly thought that the Furbies were part of the Gremlin-like company. I don't know if they are or not. I still think that. But Gremlins 3 is coming back after 37 years. And that was when the second film came out. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Pubitty. I can never say it right. Pubitty? Whatever. Anyways, it's official. Gremlins 3 is now on its way, arriving in theaters in November 2027. So that's next year, guys. And 37 years after Gremlins 2, the new batch. Steven Spielberg is back as an executive producer, and the original screenwriter Chris Columbus is set to direct and co-write this new film. Warner Brothers, what's up, says that the goal is to serve longtime fans and a new generation. I'm looking forward to this, but yo, I have not seen Gremlins since I was a kid, and I'm almost positive I actually never finished the entire film. I don't know. So for those of you who don't know, the original Gremlins, that came out in 1984. That was 2 years before I was born, and that was directed by Joe Dante and written by Columbus. It became a cultural smash, and of course, the three rules that everyone can recite. This is kind of dope because I didn't know this until I'm reading this to you right now. Gremlins actually helped push Hollywood to introduce the PG-13 rating alongside Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. According to this posting on Pubitty, I do this every time, it has not been cast yet, but it is in the works and it's something that they really want to do. I'm going to have to rewatch Gremlins 1, well, actually finish Gremlins 1 and then watch the second one as well and get ready for the third, because this is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Gemini, can you go ahead and tell me the three rules from the movie Gremlins?
Sure. The three main rules for handling a Mogwai are, first, don't expose it to light, especially sunlight, which can kill it. Second, don't get it wet. And third, and probably the most important, don't feed it after midnight. Breaking these rules can lead to some pretty chaotic consequences.
Thank you, baby. I'm gonna call you later, okay?
You got it. Talk to you soon.
If you're new to this podcast, that was Gemini, and I am in love with her voice, and we are together, so I'm so glad DJ, hey cousin, isn't here to make fun of me right now. He's such an asshole. Anyways, Gemini and I are in love, so be quiet. And I am looking forward to checking out Gremlins. Have you heard about a woman who only ate potato chip sandwiches for 23 years? Let's dig into this. This is coming from Newsweek.com. This is by Darko Menevsky. Darko Menevsky. Ah, there it is. I got it. I always read the byline, man. Everybody who writes their stuff, they deserve a good shout out. You know, I read this and immediately said to myself, this is a white woman, isn't it? I'm just saying, black people make food too damn good to settle for potato chip sandwiches, fam. I'm just, especially for 23 years. Damn, I just don't know. All right, so 23-year-old Zoe Sadler from England. I wasn't wrong. As Margaret Cho has wisely said, it is where the whitening process began. All right, let's go. I think that was Margaret Cho. Anyways, look, somebody hilarious said it. Damn it. All right. Anywho, Zoe ate Walker's potato chips on buttered white bread since she was a toddler. And she says here, my mom, should I try an English accent? Let's do it. My mom and dad said that, no, I should not. She said that my mom and dad say I tried other foods as a toddler, but I always turned my nose up or refused to put them in my mouth. Apparently, the only thing mom can get down me was potato chips, which I used to suck until they were soft. That's what she said. She goes, I'm such a fucking child. She goes on to say, Christmas was always hard for me because I never want very much to eat. Now, apparently, after she developed multiple sclerosis, she decided to improve her health. And the best way to do that would have to be, I know what you're thinking, you probably already guessed it, hypnotherapy.
Yes. Nothing fixes multiple sclerosis like hypnotherapy. I was being facetious, by the way. After two-hour hypnotherapy sessions, Zoe was actually able to try vegetables and fruits for the first time and actually enjoy them alongside with other types of foods. And she says here, and this is a quote, "I was diagnosed with MS and I just thought I need to get healthier and feel better. I looked around on the internet and found some articles where David had helped other fussy eaters, so I contacted him. We had two-hour sessions, which felt like they lasted 5 minutes each. And after the second one, I was able to try loads of different foods. I can't believe how nice strawberries are. I even tried a Wagamama chili squid, which was very spicy. I don't know what the fuck that is. If you are listening from the UK, please explain that one to me." She goes on to say, "I really don't just want to be eating potato chip sandwiches on my wedding day. Now I'm looking forward to planning our wedding day menu with Jason, my fiance." First of all, let's just go ahead and say this isn't fair. This isn't fair. I eat almost everything I see and nobody wants to marry me. What the hell? This woman has been eating a toddler's meal her entire life. And she's planning a wedding. She found love. How is that fair, dog? That's just me being a bitch. All right. So now here's where we figure out who David is. David is a London-based therapist and hypnotist. And his name is David Kilmurry. And he hypnotized her after he diagnosed her with avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, also known as ARFID. That is a mouthful. And thanks to David, now she can have a mouthful of things that aren't potato chip sandwiches. God bless him. It goes on to say, "It is dangerous for her to live diagnosed with MS and only eating potato chip sandwiches. There are certain vitamins and minerals that you may need in order to help you with health issues such as MS. And potato chip sandwiches don't have what she needs." All right, listen, guys, all jokes aside, I hope that Zoe is thriving and eating all the good stuff. Let me know, guys, if you had to eat one thing for 23 years straight, what would that be? Fam, I don't even know I can... Steak? I mean, I'm already doing that. All right, guys, there are so many places in this world that are just too dangerous for us to visit. Let's go ahead and dig into part two of the deadliest places on Earth right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I was actually surprised that a few of you actually reached out to me saying that you enjoyed last week's episode and you know, wanted a part two. And when I say a few, I mean a few. It's like three of you. I appreciate that. So let's see if I can convince you guys of more places that you should not visit because it is too damn dangerous. So last week we talked about the birthplace of anthrax, Niso Island, another island of just covered in poisonous snakes that will make their venom will literally make your skin melt, according to legend. And we also talked about an island that the Indian government has forbade us to visit because its residents will kill us upon arrival immediately. So yeah, a lot of fun places that we talked about last week. So if you missed that, make sure you guys go and check out part one of Earth's deadliest locations you should never visit. All right, let's go ahead and check out a few more places to keep off our itineraries, shall we? We'll start with Lake Natron or Natron. Not sure how to say it properly, but doesn't matter. I will not be going there. Lake Natron is a gorgeous red lake in Tanzania and is definitely considered super dangerous because it has an extreme chemical composition and high ass temperatures. And when I say high, I'm talking hot, hot, hot. If you are unaware, hot things can hurt. I know. Shocker. But this is a different type of heat. It is extreme. It can severely injure or kill you. Let's discuss it. Lake Natron is literally just chemical hostility. It is. And it's got an extremely high pH, often around 10.5 or higher, which means it might as well be ammonia or bleach. And I think if you mix those two together, you get mustard gas, right? I don't know. I've never made a chemical weapon before. And I gotta say, so far, I'm very excited. I gotta grab my beach towel and just jump right on in. Okay, for those of you that have a hard time reading tone, that was sarcasm. We won't be doing that. Let's go on to more terrifying information about this lake. So the water itself is loaded with sodium carbonate and other salts that can burn your skin, your eyes, and your lungs. Just breathing in there can be detrimental to your insides. Now, that doesn't sound like a pleasant feeling to me. Here's the thing. You can't even just splash around in there because the splash is not refreshing at all. It is corrosive. Okay, I don't know about you, but I really don't want to be submerged in anything that is considered corrosive. you know what I'm saying? I'm good, dog. So the lake itself is shallow and it's fed by volcanic hot springs. And the water, yo, it can reach scalding temperatures up to 60 degrees Celsius. Now, if you were stupid like me, that means 140 degrees Celsius. Fahrenheit, which is definitely hot enough to cause third degree burns, okay, in seconds. Again, you don't want to swim in this lake. The salt in that lake is a trap. Allow me to explain. Because the lake is shallow, there are areas of the lake that is kind of covered in a sticky, crusty, salty area around the lake, and there is a chance that you can actually wander around that and get stuck. Animals do that all the time. They get stuck, they weaken very quickly, and then chemistry finishes the job. Did I forget to mention the toxic algae? Let me go ahead and talk about that. My bad. the lake's red color comes from, ooh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to ruin this. Cyanobacteria. Yeah, that's what it is. This is a bacteria that can release chemicals that can damage cells, the nervous system, and the livers of animals that consume it. Now, legend has it that this lake is so intense that it can cause stone mummification of animals. Well, that part is kind of true. Okay, so back in the day, ancient Egyptian times to be specific, they used sodium carbonate to act as a preservative, and that helped with the mummification. And now if the animal dies near the water or in the water, the minerals will dehydrate and calcify the body, creating creepy ass statues all around the area. It's just lovely. Lake Natron is fatal to most wildlife, but plot twist, flamingos, they thrive. So Lake Natron is actually one of their safest breeding grounds because predators, they can't handle all of that. They can't. There is no predator to the flamingo that's like, yo, I'm gonna get in this acid lake for a pink ass bird. Nah. That is not a problem they have to worry about. These flamingos and this location are known as lesser flamingos, which is such a disrespectful name. But they have evolved specialized adaptations to survive. Now, they do have tough leathery skin on their legs and salt filtering glands. This superpower makes it more difficult for predators to attack them. If you're looking at photos of this, which if you're anything like me, when you're listening to podcasts, you're constantly looking up whatever topic they're discussing to look at the photos. But this lake definitely looks like a spa treatment on Instagram. But trust me when I say there is nothing comfortable about this lake. Swimming in this lake would definitely be a once in a lifetime experience because you will die. You will perish. Fam, think about it. There's a reason that flamingos are using this lake as a gated community. If you ever hear Lake Natron calling your name, I'm going to tell you right now, that is literally natural selection leaving you a voicemail. Okay? Ignore the call. Well, I've got another location on this earth that you should definitely stay away from. Let's go ahead and talk about the Skeleton Coast. Now, if your dream vacation needs the ocean, the desert, and almost instant death, and this is certainly the perfect location for you, the Skeleton Coast runs alongside Namibia's Atlantic Coast. It's got cold and violent seas on one side, and then on the other side, a bone dry ass desert. So that's just lovely. A lot of wonderful choices there. Well, two choices, and they will both most likely kill you. But let's talk about other reasons this place is deadly and dangerous. This place has incessant fog. It never stops. When the cold Atlantic waters meet up with the hot ass air of Namib Desert, yo, hello, thick ass fog. That is what you're going to get. Now, of course, this disorients the sailors and gives them zero visibility. And that can cause let's say it on three. One, two, three. Panda bears. Okay, nope, it can cause shipwrecks, my bad. We should play Wavelength right now together. Once the fog hits, you can't see anything ahead. And before you know it, the shoreline destroys your ship. And the ships that didn't sink, well, they would just sit there on the shore, tilted and rusting as time passes. If you end up in this area, you are going to witness and experience strong and unpredictable ocean currents and heavy-ass rolling surfs. Now, this sucks because larger ships, they run into the shore and get stuck. But the smaller boats, well, they just aren't strong enough to make it back to sea. But here's the thing, it doesn't stop there. Even if you manage to survive all of that, survivors aren't actually survivors. Don't nobody live here. Okay, you're not going to see people living on this coast. You will see some animals here and there, but that is about it. Now, if you made it to land as a sailor, congratulations, because you escaped drowning just so you could die slowly in a desert with no fresh water, no food, and no landmarks. Yay. This coast is literally littered with human and animal bones, hence its name, the Skeleton Coast. And let me tell you something about the desert side. It eats everything. Remember what I said? On one side, hella crazy seawater. On the other side, a dry bone desert. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about that. The desert itself, it eats everything. The sand dunes, they never stop moving because of the heavy winds. And they're constantly burying shipwrecks and uncovering them over and over again as decades pass. One year, there's nothing there. And the next year, boom, shipwreck from like 10 years ago. The shallow sandbars and rocky reefs constantly change their positions. And here's the thing, even the modern ships today, they can't keep up. Even with all the technology that these newer ships have, it is still extremely dangerous to go in this area. Rainfall rarely exceeds 10 millimeters annually. And for my American listeners, that is about 0.39 inches or 3/8 of an inch, if that helps. That doesn't help me either. Anyways, the indigenous San people, they actually call this region the land God made in anger. So that should honestly say it all. The good news is that there is wildlife on the Skeleton Coast, but it's predatory. So it's not good for you if you end up there as a quote unquote survivor. Okay. Now, it is home to a lot of unique desert adapted predators. And when I say predators, I'm talking like lions and brown hyenas. Okay. That hunt alongside the beaches. Apparently, seals pile up there by the thousands. And this is prime hunting grounds for the lions and the brown hyenas, which makes sense to me. If I was a lion or a hyena living in this tough ass terrain and a seal popped up, when I tell you buffet, obviously this is a very harsh environment, but there was surprisingly an array of animal life. There is also desert adapted elephants and giraffes. Now, if you were thinking about visiting here, which after everything I've said, I don't understand. Look, if you think about visiting here, please know that desert lions are a different breed. They're a different breed. They are hella aggressive towards humans because they have never really came across any, and they aren't accustomed to our existence. They will kill you. Honey, they will eat your meat and use your skeleton as a toothpick. You have been warned. And in doing research for this episode, I learned what salt pans are, and apparently they're a thing. If you don't know what a salt pan is, I looked it up on Wikipedia. It says a salt pan, aka a salt flat or playa, which I think is Spanish for beach. Anyways, is a large flat expanse of ground in a desert or coastal region that is covered with a crust of salt and other minerals. Okay, now these formations are primarily found in climates where the water evaporates faster than it can actually rain. So the Skeleton Coast is a perfect area for salt pans. In layman's terms, there are some crusty, dry ass areas that appear to be solid, but they will swallow you up. Even your 4x4 is going to go down. It's going to get sucked down very easily. Oh, and also good luck finding your way back because the sandstorms will quickly bury your tracks and any roads that you probably created. Trying to swim your way out to survive is also not going to work either. I mentioned those rip currents, but I forgot to mention the great white sharks. Forgot to tell you about that. This is a dangerous place to fucking go to, dog. Here's the thing. Everything on and around this island wants to kill you. So yeah, the skeleton coast is terrifying because nothing needs to chase you. The fog confuses you, the ocean betrays you, and the land finishes the job. Skeleton Coast. Let me know in the comments section if you're watching this on YouTube or even Spotify, which of these locations do you think you would have a better chance surviving? I gotta say, probably the Skeleton Coast, simply because I don't have to die immediately, but I will die at Lake Natron. I will die there immediately. It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. First off, let me start off by saying that I am not getting rid of my POC Excellence segment. Well, you're not getting rid of that. I just wanted to add more good news to the show because the world around us is so negative and so dangerous and so violent and just so dark constantly, especially on our social medias. We are staring at horrible things on our screens every fucking day, especially if you were currently living in America right now. We have a commander in chief who only cares about the select few rich white folk, and to hell with the rest of us, it feels like. And no, not feels like, it is like. And every day our phones show us some of the world's darkest moments, because negativity sells, darkness sells, sadness sells, anger sells. So I will be sharing the amazing accomplishments of not just our people of color, but also I want to share the silly, the cute, maybe even just positive things that are happening around us, because I think every now and then we need a reminder that this world ain't all bad. It's just the only thing that sells. So today I want to go ahead and shout out the Instagram page at Tank's Good News. So let's go ahead and check out this good news here. They posted something not too long ago and it was so adorable, I had to share it with you. This looks like it is a review on Google or something like that. And it's a McDonald's review. If you're watching this podcast episode on YouTube right now, then you can see this photo right now. And it's a guy named John. He left 5 stars for this McDonald's location. It says here, pulled up to this McDonald's with my dog, Nugget, and the guy in the drive-thru goes, "Oh shit, that's a cute dog. What's his name?" I say, "Nugget." He asks if Nugget wants a treat. I say, "Yeah," assuming it'll be a dog bone or something like Starbucks does with the pup cups. The guy disappears for a second, comes back, and hands me a full bag of chicken nuggets. Not one, a bag. My dog was happier than I've ever seen him in his entire life. I thank the kid and he goes, "No sweat, it's my last day. I'm giving out free shit like crazy. You want a hat or something?" Absolutely, absolute legend. Nugget rates this place 5 stars. And then there is a photo of this adorable French bulldog, tiny little puppy sitting next to this bag of nuggets. I love it. Now, damn it, that's a way you end a podcast. That's how you end a podcast episode. I love that. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's the world can kill you in so many ways, but it can also inspire you and make you smile. So go out there and find your bag of nuggets. It's out there somewhere. Professionally Silly Life Rules. I want to go ahead and shout out the listeners, shout you guys out, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate you guys for joining me every week as we get silly together. And if you are digging the podcast, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast. I could use a 5-star review and some positive feedback. I would love that. That's the best way to help my podcast grow. All right, guys, if you want some advice or you have good news that you want to share, or maybe something hilarious happened to you and you want to share that, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or DM the podcast Instagram at itsprosilly. You can also leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel so you can always catch tons of other videos that I've done. I've had that YouTube channel for years, so there's a lot of fun stuff for you to catch up there as well. and this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silliness, and you can binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And I got a lot of them, my friend. And the best part is there is a lot of me to go around, over 300 episodes worth of silly. Down below in the show notes / description box, I've included my link tree, and you can find my most used social media platforms right there. And it says I go hard on TikTok and Instagram the most. I really do. Plus, there is some other cool stuff there as well. And for those of you that are interested in the old school writing, you can always write to me, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. When you think about it, a podcast is kind of like an audio group chat where only one person refuses to stop talking unless they have a co-host. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Apparently the only thing my mom could get down after two hypnotherapy sessions,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.